Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our final.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And that means you get to join the really smart people who've already been listening, who are smart enough to tune in a little bit earlier. Where have you been? We're glad to have you here, and I promised you Darcy Rezac, and I still think we're going to get him on, but we're having a little bit of difficulty making the connection, so hopefully he's going to be with us in just a few minutes. But I do want to talk about the topic that he wanted to talk about, so that way when he joins us, we'll be right on message, and that's networking. And, you know, back in the 21st, in the 20th century, last century, I was... Some of you may have heard me say this. Some of you may have read what I wrote about this. And that is that the three things that small business owners were going to have to be really good at in the 20th century, in addition to all the business fundamentals that we've always needed to know, buying and selling, buy low, sell high, that kind of thing, keeping track and building our brands and all that. But the three things that were probably going to be a little more important than ever before, and that you were going to have to be able to do if you're going to be successful in the 21st century, are networking, building strategic alliances from that networking, and leveraging technology. And of course, as you know, we talk about technology all the time on this show. And we talk quite a bit about networking as well, and the strategic alliance issue. That's, to me, strategic alliances are a product of good networking. A strategic alliance is where you are able to take advantage of a business opportunity because you know somebody who has a resource that you can partner with and use that resource rather than having to acquire and capitalize that resource yourself. And so that you don't have to go to the bank and borrow the money. You don't have to bring in an investor to borrow the money. And so that's what a strategic alliance does. And there are a lot of ways to make those strategic alliances, and that's they can be formal strategic alliances where you actually create a document that binds you together, or it could be done on a handshake, depending on how sophisticated and how elaborate the relationship is. But all of that happens because you met somebody somewhere, because you did something, you went somewhere one time and you met somebody and you introduced yourself and they introduced themselves and you talked about what each one of you does, and you made a note to yourself to remember that person, or maybe while you were talking to that person at whatever event you were at, you said, you know, I've got some ideas on how we might work together, and you sort of plant the seed there. And so networking in the 21st century is essential for small business owners. And it may not be all that intuitive, though. For some of us, it may not be all that intuitive, because what you're probably doing is you're working so hard, you're so busy in your business, that you say to yourself, I don't have time to get out and go to the Chamber of Commerce mixers or to join a civic club or to attend an industry event or join a national industry organization, a trade group in your industry. I'm too busy. I don't have enough time. I can't afford it. You make a lot of excuses. And on the surface, they may be true. It might be a budgeting challenge for you to join some of these organizations. It probably is a time budgeting challenge for you to be able to get loose and go and do some of these things. I'm not going to argue with you about that. I'm not going to say that on the surface those aren't good reasons not to go. But once you get into them, once you really understand what's at stake if you don't go, and once you understand what the opportunity could be because you did go, and once you focus on that a little bit, and once you road test that understanding in the marketplace a little bit, as I have done over the years, you realize that you really have no choice. If success is your motive, if your objective is to be successful, if your objective is to remain the owner of your business and to do that as long as you want to, you really have no choice. And we're going to talk about this some more right after these messages. Almost 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out all the things you can do there on our website. And I know you're going to be so happy to know that Darcy Rezac is here. You're not going to have to listen to me all by myself, because if you've heard Darcy before, he's been on the show a couple of months ago, and Darcy is a great friend of small business. He's been serving small businesses as in the Vancouver Board of Trade organization, which is essentially the Chamber of Commerce in that great city. He's the author of a book that is launching literally. We're launching it on this show today, right now. The Frog and the Prince, The Frog and Prince, Secrets of Positive Networking to Change Your Life. Darcy is our good friend. Darcy, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Just thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book, and thank you for letting us launch it on the show.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the Frog and Prince is the Canadian edition, and the new book coming out today is called Work the Pond, and it's
right.
Being published by Prentice Hall, the Penguin Prentice Hall division, and we're pretty excited about that.
It's
an updated version of the first book, and it's got some new content in it. We're pretty thrilled about it.
Now, you know, and I thank you for correcting me on that, because I have both of them. I actually have both, and I just read the wrong one first. Work the Pond, that's the one that's in the stores today, isn't it?
That's right. That's
all
correct.
Right. Work the Pond, and use the power of positive networking to leap forward in work and in life. Darcy, I was just saying to the audience that in my opinion, the three most important things that small business owners have to do in the 21st century, in addition to all the things that they had to do in the 20th century, is leverage technology, build strategic alliances, and conduct very successful networking. And I know you agree with me.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that. All those three things are very, very important. And, you know, we wrote this book, Jim, because there's so much bad networking out there. People really aren't very good at it in North America, as much as we think we are.
Why is
and
that?
Also,
why are we not good at it, Darcy?
Well, you know, it's just that, it's what Gail and I call, when we wrote the book, Gail and Judy and I, when we wrote the book, we call it networking nervosis. About 80%, and we've talked to audiences around the world over the last 3 years, about 80% of the audiences we talk to feel some degree of anxiety or nervousness. In fact, about 50% of the population suffer from a social anxiety disorder. It's a clinical term. So people are just reluctant to do it, and then when they do it, they don't do it very well. They haven't been trained, and they have a low level of awareness generally. So the purpose of this book is to increase their confidence, give them some basic skills, the seven steps of the network dance, we call it, and then we give them the seven secrets of positive networking, which is the background philosophy on how to do it. Because what's been taught in the past, since John Nesbitt coined the term in 1982, sometimes is the wrong stuff. For example, people often will tell you in networking manuals not to exchange your business card until you're sure you're going to follow up with that person, somebody you want to keep in touch with. Well, we don't think that's good stuff. We think
And I agree with you.
I think, how would you possibly know from one brief encounter whether or not that contact's important to you?
Well, I say that any kind of a worker bee you can leave behind is a good thing.
Absolutely.
And a business card or a brochure or a proposal, anything you can give somebody to take with them or that they'll keep or take from you is a worker bee that can help you out later on.
Well, you know, and our underlying philosophy is to discover what you can do for someone else. But the important thing, Jim, is that, you know, most of the people we run into these days increasingly are over the age of 40. And they're going to forget your name as soon as you mention it. So why don't you give them a break? Give them a piece of paper with your name on it.
You stopped preaching and started meddling now, Darcy.
That's right.
Well, Darcy, the one of the reasons why I think small business owners are not all that good at networking is because once we give it a name, it makes it sound like that's a job that we need to know how to do, and we may think we don't know how to do it. If we just said, let's just go hang out, maybe we'd do that better. But maybe the word networking is tripping people up. But I do know this: a lot of times when somebody has a small business and they're kind of new to that world, to that job. And somebody says, let's go to a chamber mixer or whatever it might be. We think when we go there, we're going to be grilled on what we know, and we're going to be found wanting. I think that's a concern people have.
Yeah, a lot of people have concerns about being judged, about not having the right answers, of making a bad impression. But you know, it's like dancing, Jim, and that's why we call it the network dance and mm-hmm. work the pond. At first, it's awkward; you don't want to do it; it makes you feel uncomfortable. But soon, it becomes graceful, gracious, and then after a time, it becomes fun. And finally, it's kind of what you do. You wake up on Monday morning, you go into the office, you look in the newspaper, and you say, "What's on that week?" And you go and book something. You know, my advice to small business, and we say this in Work the Pond, is book in advance, take someone to lunch, but take them to a chamber event, for example, or a downtown speakers event, where they will meet seven other people at the table, just like you. So you'll not only meet you'll meet somebody that they know, and they'll meet somebody that you know, and you both build your network that way. You're doing something kind for someone. So the underlying philosophy that we have is discover what you can do for someone else. But you know, what we talk about and worked upon as well to help overcome that networking nervosis is some brand new science that's come out in the last 10 years that tells you a whole bunch of stuff that's not obvious to people. For example, one of the most profound pieces of science is it's not who you know that's important; it's who you barely know. So the old adage that it's not what you know, it's who you know, we don't think that's the wrong stuff. It's who you barely know that's the most important. In fact, Jim, people who look for jobs, for example,
go ahead,
exclusively through networking, find it most often from weak links to distant networks.
Maybe like the third degree of separation. Stand by, Darcy. We're going to take a quick break. His new book is called Work the Pond, 10 Till. We'll be right back.
After you've had it, you're in an awful fix.
We're back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Darcy Rezac is here, too, because he's brought with him the book that he and Judy Thompson and his lovely wife, Gail Rezac, have written called Work the Pond. It's being released even as we speak this very day all across America in bookstores. It's on Amazon. It's on all the online bookstores. And by Darcy Rezac, Work the Pond. It's all about networking, all about the power of positive networking. And Darcy, thank you for letting us launch your book. That's one of my favorite things to do, is to find a book that I think is worthy of my audience's time and money. And I like being able to launch those on my show. We've launched a lot of books on the show, a lot of bestsellers, too, over the years.
That's fantastic, Jim. Well, this one's in paperback, so it's not too expensive. It's easy to get.
Good. I appreciate that. By the way, give us the website for the book, too.
The book is www.workthepond.com.
Workthepond.com. Can they read a little bit more about the book there? Find out a little bit more about it?
Yes, they can, and they can also read about it on Amazon.com. But workthepond.com has got a description of it. And it's got some new ideas. It's got a slightly different twist on networking that we call positive networking.
Well, it's also a fun book to read. I mean, you've made it fun, and I appreciate you doing that, because we all like to be entertained while we're learning, don't we?
Yeah, and it's based on my 20 years of experience at the Board of Trade. So we do about 500 events a year, Jim, over 500, 609 right. last year, actually, and we exchange about 250,000 business cards at the Vancouver Board of Trade.
Well, that's great, and that's the kind of activity we like to hear about. By the way, Darcy, you wanted to see if my audience would send in their ideas for where the best places to network are.
Yeah, yeah. If they send in to us the best places to network in their community, then we'll put a selection of those on our website. And so you can just send that to info@workthepond.com. Info@workthepond.com. The best places to network in your community.
So, for example, they would say, "I like going to my chamber mixers," or "I belong to the Business Network International," or "I belong to the Rotary Club," or whatever they think.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And you know, in Vancouver, there's a wonderful market down there called Urban Fair downtown that somebody nominated. And there was the Beeline bus from Richmond, which is the commuter bus into town, and sometimes a commuter train. An airport lounge often pops up, or funky community hall where people meet regularly.
Right.
It's where you bump into people that you know or you'd like to know.
Well, and folks, that's info.workthepond.com.
Yeah.
Send that, or you can send it to me, folks. If you forget that, you can email it to me, and I'll get it to Darcy, and he'll post those on his website.
Yeah.
Darcy, what are the most important things that you think that we need to know about networking?
Well, firstly, Jim, if you know, most people are nervous about it, and you're perfectly normal if you are. But remember that it's the weak link that's often the most important, not necessarily your close friends and relatives. The research shows that 84% of the time people find work from people they barely know. But it's all networking is also good for your health, believe it or not. The most recent research shows that connected people have fewer colds, less depression, and live longer. In fact, Jim, I'm going to tell you something that sounds outrageous. If you join a new group like your Chamber of Commerce and become active just once a month, according to Robert Putnam, the dean of the Kennedy School at Harvard, and you become active just once a month, your chances of dying the following year drop by 50%, same as if you quit smoking. So there you go. You know, joining the Chamber of Commerce is good for your health.
You could live longer just by joining the Chamber of Commerce. Well, I've been telling people that for years. I just didn't have the research, Darcy.
There you go. Read Bowling Alone by Robert Putnam. But in fact, people who are engaged and connected are more healthy, both mentally and physically.
Well, and the other thing is, I like your idea of people that you barely know, because there's something about having all these people out there in your community that, and when I say your community, I mean your personal community, not your neighborhood community. All these people that you know, that if you know a little bit about them, those people can connect you to lots of other people.
And you can help them. That's equally
as
important. That gives you as much satisfaction as those people doing something for you, Jim.
Well, and it's always good to pay it forward, isn't it?
It really is. There's no question about that. You know, our positive networking is not traditional transactional networking that focuses on referrals. That's a sales-oriented approach, which is traditional. That's what makes people nervous, particularly for those who aren't in sales. Positive networking is all about building relationships, discovering what you can do for others. It's about building your reputation in the community. It's about being connected.
And building community itself. Darcy, give us the website again one more time, please.
www.workthepond.com.
And that's the title of the book, Work the Pond, paperback, out in stores today, being launched today. It's all about the power of positive networking by our good friend Darcy Rezac and Judy Thompson and Gail Rezac. Thank you, Darcy, for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next
time.
Congratulations on the book. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.